Mike Walsh grabbed the railing at the front of the sightseeing boat. The boat surged against a strong current, and a spray of water shot up and drenched his blue poncho. Mike took a deep breath. Then he yelled as loudly as he could, "Mike Walsh is the best baseball player ever!" Lots of people stood near Mike, but no one noticed. They were too busy snapping pictures of Niagara Falls. Millions of gallons of water crashed down with a thundering roar in front of the boat. Clouds of mist rose up from the base of the falls. Mike's cousin, Kate Hopkins, leaned in close to him. "I don't think they can hear you," she yelled. "The falls are too loud." Mike, Kate, and Kate's mother were taking a ride on the Maid of the Mist, a boat that took tourists to the bottom of one of the largest waterfalls in the world. Mrs. Hopkins worked as a sports reporter. She often took Kate and Mike with her to baseball stadiums. They'd stopped to see Niagara Falls on their way from Cooperstown, New York, to Toronto, Canada. In Toronto, they were going to go to a Blue Jays baseball game. Just after lunch, they'd crossed the border into Canada. Up close, the rumble of the waterfall was so loud that Mike and Kate stopped trying to talk. Instead, they watched the flood of water crash down in front of them. After the boat cruised close to the base of the falls, it headed back downstream. As the noise of the falls died away, Mike and Kate slipped off their dripping ponchos. Mike put on his brand new blue and white Toronto Blue Jays baseball cap. He had bought it at a shop before they boarded the boat. Kate tossed her long brown hair to fling off drops of water. "Wow, that was cool," she said. "It sure was," Mike said as he tightened his cap. "And just think, my mom gets mad when I leave the water running while I brush my teeth." Mrs. Hopkins smiled. "How about I take a picture of you with the falls in the background?" she asked. "You can show it to your mother next time you leave the water on." Mike and Kate stood against the boat's railing while Mrs. Hopkins took a picture. A few minutes later, the boat docked. After they got off, Kate, Mike, and Mrs. Hopkins caught a trolley back to the Welcome Center at the top of the falls. Outside the Welcome Center stood a tall red, white, and blue barrel. Nearby was a large, round metal tank and a bunch of black inner tubes roped together. They were part of a Niagara Falls exhibit that showed different things people had used to ride over the falls. "Those inner tubes don't look safe," Mike said. "I take them down a hill in the winter, but definitely not over those falls." Kate studied the barrel. "When I did that school report on Canada, I read a book about Niagara Falls. It said that Annie Edison Taylor was the first person to go over the falls in a barrel and live," Kate said. She was always reading. "She did it on her 63rd birthday in 1901. "Now that's a birthday present," Mike said. "I was thinking of going on a roller coaster for my birthday. Maybe I should try that instead." "I don't think your mom would like that," Kate's mother said. "But these falls do attract daredevils. Just a few years ago, a man walked across them on a tightrope." Behind the exhibit, a sidewalk ran next to the river above the falls. Nearby was a white tent with open sides. Inside, three men sat behind a long table. A line of kids waited to get in.
"Hey, Aunt Laura, can we go check that out?" Mike asked.
"Sure," Mrs. Hopkins said. "Stay together, and I'll meet you by the falls in a few minutes." Mike and Kate ran over to the tent. The sign next to it read, "Hockey at the Falls. Meet a Hall of Fame hockey player."
"Neat," Mike said.
He pointed to his hat.
"Maybe I can get one of them to sign my new Blue Jays hat."
Kate shook her head.
"These are hockey players, not baseball players, Mike," she said. "Remember, we're in Canada now. They're crazy for hockey here."
"That's all right," Mike said.
He leaned over and pretended to hit a hockey puck with an imaginary stick.
"I like all sports, especially ones where you can score."
Mike and Kate lined up behind the other kids. It only took 5 minutes to go through the tent. Mike and Kate met the players and came out holding hockey pucks. Both were signed in bright silver marker.
When Mike spotted Kate's mom at the railing near the river, they ran over to show her. Mrs. Hopkins studied the signed hockey pucks. "Very nice," she said. "Maybe we can get some signed baseballs at the Blue Jays game. Then we'll have something from America's and Canada's favorite sports." They leaned over the railing to get a better look at the river rushing by. The water seemed to speed up as it got closer to the falls. A swirling gust of wind blew by. It whooshed past Kate's hair, swirling it all around her face. It swept by Mike and lifted the brim of his Blue Jays baseball cap. "Hey, my hat!" Mike yelled. The wind had blown it right off. It fluttered end over end, then landed in the rushing Niagara River. His baseball cap was headed straight for the falls.